Hey, Dr. Randy here live in the Intentional Living studio today. I was thinking coming in, been around a long time, helped a lot of people, done a lot of conferences, talked to thousands of people. We figured one day about 50,000 people I've talked to on the air over the years. And since I was a young man to today, talking about parenting, you know, we started this parent talk many years ago, Kevin Lehman and myself, and I'm thinking back to those days when the kids, before we had kids or at the early part of having children, we had all the answers. I'd get on the air, had all the answers, tell you do this, this, everything will be okay. As they got into later teen years, had more questions. And today, after looking back, raising kids, helping thousands of people, I want to teach you some principles today, some biblically based bottom line principles that can help you be an effective, intentional parent. And I wrote a whole series called Raising a Responsible Adult. How do you do that? I'd love to have you come and join in, offer your 2 cents of wisdom of what you've learned, and hopefully it's worth more than 2 cents. With inflation today, it could be a couple hundred dollars, right? but anyway, what's working for you? What one thing has been working for you as a parent? As you look at raising a responsible adult, maybe you're looking back over your shoulder. Maybe they're out of the home now. You're looking back saying, hey, I didn't do it perfectly, but here's one thing that helped me, helped us, helped our son or daughter. What was it? Give us a call. Join in. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. We're live. Stephen's taking your calls. And Andrew's making sure everything is operating correctly. And we're here for you today. 888-888-1717. All right, let's go. Raising a responsible adult. You're first, Krista from New Mexico. What's your one thing?
So my one thing is to be more responsive versus reactive. And my reaction often is impatience and frustration and resulting in getting upset with my kids. I have a 10-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son. And so instead of getting upset about something that they're not doing, case in point, my daughter, I didn't feel she had dressed appropriately for church last week and thought, oh, I've told her time and time again and so forth. And we went to church and she was fine. It just wasn't what I would have chosen for her. I realized upon reflection that I have not sat down with her in quite a while to go through her wardrobe. Her taste has changed in the last 2 or 3 years. And so just to have more of a teachable moment to be on the same page as far as what I define as appropriate versus her or my son, if he's not doing something, just stopping to say, ask myself, okay, have I really taught him how to do this? Am I just expecting him to do it and then getting upset when he doesn't do it?
Yeah, I think you ring the bell, Krista, on this expectation thing, which, you know, the more I think about this, is at the root of either good relationships or difficult relationships, we have certain expectations, and when they're not met, we're either frustrated or disappointed. But if we're not clarifying what the expectations are and going through them, then, you know, that's not really fair, is it, to the kids or to anybody?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So your commitment is to say, hey, I want to take less reaction to my kids and respond more to training and making clear expectations and so on, which is a great thing to do.
Yes, and let them communicate their expectations for me as well, so that we can, if necessary, meet in the middle and find that acceptable place.
That's great. Hey, listen, smart mom. Thank you, Krista. Appreciate your call from New Mexico. You can join in. What's working for you? One thing. Raising those kids. As you look back, maybe in the midst of it now, or looking back over your shoulder from that rearview mirror, 888-888-1717. Come on now. Those of us who have parented, been down this trail, we know what we do to you firstborns. Firstborn sons and daughters, you guys get beat up. In terms of, we're just on your case. We're going to, you know, if we're going to do anything, it's going to be the firstborns. And that's why you firstborns often grow up to be, well, you know, you got to get things done. You're can be a perfectionist, but you can also feel the strain and the pressure. Those of us who are babies in the family, you know, the youngest, like myself, the pressure was off. My oldest brother, Warren, got all the pressure. He was 10 years older. My brother, Larry, 5 years older. And then it was me. I was supposed to be a girl, but I came out a boy. I mean, that's, That was God's intention, by the way, and I'm fine with that. And so listen, here's the thing. Parenting, there are principles. It's not an exact science. I've been around long enough to know you can't just push one button and your child's going to respond in a certain way. One of the most important things that we can do as a parent is to get behind the eyes of each of our children individually, understand their likes, their dislikes, their personality, their hurts, their communication style. That is an important principle in all communication, but it's especially important when it comes to our relationship with our kids. Okay? All right. Let's go to our phones here. We've got Michelle, also in New Mexico. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. What's your one thing?
I just think it's pretty basic, and I leave, and I've always led my children by example, and my friends, too. If you want to raise responsible children, I think you have to be responsible. If you want to want your children to follow God, then follow God in your life. You want them to pray, then pray in front of your children. So setting a good example, and my kids are now in their early 20s and older and have just said that to me several times. You know, we learn to live our life by following your and dad's example.
That's good. So how did you discipline yourself, Michelle, when you were a bad mom?
When I was a bad mom?
You know what I mean. One of those days where you say, I hold myself accountable. Well, how'd you do that? And how'd the kids know when you were taking responsibility for your own behavior?
For myself or for them?
No, for you.
I think I would just always be honest. I was always honest with my kids, and they would see that honesty in myself. So I think if I did something that I was not proud of or that I was in a situation where I was not being fully honest, we would share those stories with our kids as they got older. Of course, not when they were younger, but, you know, as they got older, we would share those stories with them, or we would pray about it at our table for dinner and ask the Lord to forgive us for those times.
Which is huge. I wonder, many parents really object to the idea of apologizing to their kids or saying, I'm sorry, thinking that's a point of weakness or the kids will take advantage of it. But the reality is when we take responsibility and be able to say, hey, I blew it here, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? That is a, like you say, setting an example with your kids.
Yeah, I think it's very powerful to admit to your children that you're not perfect. And we always need, you know, the Lord in our life and God in our life to not even get there, but to do it as best as we can.
Yeah.
And so when you call out to the Lord and you have the Lord in your life and you pray to him, you can be forgiven.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, really good principle and advice for people today. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it.
You have a wonderful, blessed day.
We're thankful for that, and we plan to. All right. Let me go to Mike, who's also in New Mexico. We've got a run on New Mexico here today. How are you, Mike?
Good. And yourself?
Good. What part of New Mexico are you in today?
In Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Fantastic. I'm going to be over your way, by the way. In a few weeks, we're doing an intentional love marriage date night coming up on Saturday, November 4th. And we're looking forward to it. Great place. All right. What's your one thing for parenting?
Well, kids these days are just very disrespectful. I mean, when I was a kid, I respected my parents, and these days kids really don't respect their parents anymore.
Well, a lot of times, some do. I mean, in fair balance here, we've got a lot of families that are doing a really terrific job and holding their kids accountable when they're not respectful. But you're right, as a culture today, there seems to be a lack of respect. And it's not only, by the way, between kids to parents, it's between adults. It's between different cultures, different races, different religions. It happens on our streets. It's almost as though it's a badge of honor to be disrespectful. And so learning to be respectful is an important part of parenting. That's really good advice, Mike.
You know, these days, too, it's kind of hard because I believe in God, and I was raised a Christian as a child, but I tell my son, and sometimes he comes back at me telling me there is no God and he don't believe in God. And
How old is he?
And, you know, it's kind of, he's 13 now.
What do you do? What do you say?
I just tell him that, you know, God is real and that if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be here. And, you know, every day is a blessing. And if he knows it or not, now one of these days he will know. And one of these days when he finds himself in need, that he will call upon God and God will answer his prayer. That's I have Bible study every day with them, and I know sometimes they think it's just, you know, another story, but these things I tell them, you know, the Holy Spirit is there, and it will help you to sit in your heart and in your mind, and, you know, that stuff, God is real, and just because you don't believe it doesn't mean that, just because you don't believe in him or you don't think you do, he does believe in us, and he loves us, and you know, these days, just it's hard sometimes how disrespectful, like you said, everybody is. People are not polite anymore. There's hardly any manners with people. Everybody's rude. And you go to stores and stuff, and people don't even greet you anymore. I mean, people think it's just this generation that more people are on their phones and internet, and they don't think that the language has changed. I mean, my son will use bad words and stuff, and I tell him, hey, don't talk like that. And he's all, that's how I talk.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I hear you as a dad's heart. You got a son that is saying, hey, I'm not interested in God. That hurts our heart. For a Christian, for a father or mother who is a believer in Christ, the most precious thing, important thing we can do is to lead our kids to Christ, that they would have a relationship with him. That's more important than the careers they pick or, you know, how much money they have and all of these kinds of things, which may be part of the process of their life. But what's most important is foundational is a relationship with Christ. So I hear your heart and you're doing the right thing, Mike. You just let your child know that, hey, I'm not the Holy Spirit. God didn't make me your Holy Spirit. I'm praying for you. I'm sorry that you don't believe in God, but I'm tell you what he's done in my life. And then you live your life just as Michelle said, by personal example. Living your life in such a way that people see us and say there's something different about that person, something different. And I think today when we see the world being, come on, the world is crude today more than ever, confused today more than ever. There's more anger, there's more frustration on the streets of America, that we can live our lives before people in such a way that they will see Christ flowing through us. Not that we're perfect, but they'll see Christ, and that's one of the, I think, one of the objects and certainly the goals of being an intentional parent. Hold on, Angela. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We're talking about raising a responsible adult. Busy phone lines today. What's one thing that's working for you? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
It says, catch us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. And if you know the Song of Solomon, in the midst of this beautiful love story between this man and a woman that's so graphic and so picturesque and so powerful, there's this little verse and says to them, but make sure you catch the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards. Our vineyards are in bloom and the foxes are coming to eat the grapes. And what that is really saying in the Song of Solomon is you can have a great relationship and you can have this great sexual attraction and you can have this great intimacy in your marriage, but Satan is going to send the little foxes because Satan loves the details and he's going to put it into your relationship, and marriages are destroyed because of little things.
Boy, that's so true. That's an excerpt from the teaching, When Small Things Aren't So Small, when they get themselves, their noses right into your marriage, into your relationships, the small things destroy. The lack of love, the lack of listening, the unfaithfulness, the unforgiveness, poor communication, lack of agreement, bad habits. These things really wear at the edges and eventually at the core of a marriage. So this month, I'm doing a lesson, and I've recorded it. You heard an excerpt
called When Small Things Aren't So Small. It's the masterclass for our members of Intentional Living this month. And listen, if you're not a part of the community of Intentional Living, hope you will be. We're part of Family Life Radio, funded separately, and your support allows us to do this, frankly, to be on the air. We fell short a little bit last month, and so we need your help. I'll just throw it out there, whatever God lays on your heart. And by the way, this month you'll receive, all members, you're going to receive that teaching, When Small Things Aren't So Small. And for those of you who are joining us to become a part of the family, I picked one of my books that I think you'll enjoy. It was written by Max Lucado called Outlive Your Life, a book that I handpicked for you as you join Intentional Living. Of course, Max has a way of, I love how he writes. It's to the point. It's in story. It's clear. It's consumable. And the Max Lucado book on how you can outlive your life. Get to the end, look back and say, outlive the days that God gave me in a positive way. It's our gift to new members here when you join us. You can find out all the details when you go to the website at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call 888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press number 2. That means you can call right now. We're live. Let's go back to the calls, talking about how to raise a responsible adult. Angela in Michigan. Hi there. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing for parenting?
We have 4 children. My husband and I are about to be married for 15 years, and our oldest is 14. Well, for the past probably 5 years, if not more, he's kind of checked out of the marriage, and it was very difficult to try and raise decent children, because I'll tell you, your little backstory is that we were homeless during 2018. And so from that point on, he just kind of put his head down and worked really hard. And he wasn't involved in the family, wasn't present with us, but he was doing what he had to do to keep the roof over our heads. And he's thankfully come back and realized that the missing key is God and our church and our community, which I clung to, but he was too busy doing his own thing. Well, he's back, gratefully, thankfully.
Amen.
And he's going through lots of... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's all right. If you can't get emotional here, you can't get emotional anywhere. That's why we're here.
He got fired in March because he asked for time off for surgery, and he's looking at another back surgery, the second one in 10 years. He's got degenerative disc disease. So I've been home, a stay-at-home mom for 14 years, and I'm just now going back to school or to work. So it's hard on both of us. Like, I'm okay to go out and work, but he's struggling being that stay-at-home parent to do all the things that I did, and I see that struggle because I was there too. But God's got him and us, and although things are really tough right now, like, I keep trying to remind him that God is testing you because you hadn't been present for so long.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Keep strong. Keep the faith. Like, he's going to come through with everything that we need.
Angela, listen, the very most important thing you can do, you and your husband, is be on the same page, working together and doing the very best job you can. It's not about perfection. I honestly believe in all the families I've dealt with over the years, kids are very resilient when they see mom and dad standing together, working together, being on the same page. It's not about stuff. It's not about money. It's not about all those toys and all the things that maybe other families can do for their kids. But it's the fact that you guys have a game plan and you're working on it together. And of course, I would encourage you to include your church family, and hopefully they can stand up and stand by you and support you guys, and that you can get the kind of support that can help you in this stage in your life. But like you say, it's standing together. Listen, we got moms and dads today, single moms and dads. God bless you. You know what it's like standing alone trying to raise those kids when you have an ex-spouse or an absent spouse. And there's not agreement on how to raise the kids, and you're trying to do this job alone, and you're struggling. Hey, listen, God will be with you. I believe that God gives us a strength that we need to carry the day for whatever our situation is. My wife and I tell you, we turn on the news and we see what's going on in the world today. We see what goes on in our church families. And I keep telling Donna, we've been enormously blessed. I think those of us who have been blessed and we look at other families and see they're struggling, we have an opportunity to help them and encourage them and support them. But, you know, every family has a unique battle. Every family has a unique challenge. Every family, Satan is going to come after in his own unique way. You know, I talk about small things. I believe that Satan will attack you at your weakest point. And if it happens to be in parenting, he's going to come after you in that area. If it's in your marriage or if it's in purity or if it's in money or whatever it is, he's going to find that weak point and he's going to come after you. And when we can stand together with other believers and stand up and acknowledge that we are humbly before God, that we will do the best job we can as a parent, man, I think that goes all the way around to third base in this thing of parenting. All right. Thank you, Angela, for reminding us of that powerful reality, the importance of two people working together. Let's take a break, Andrew, and I'll be right back.
Have you ever been so wrapped up in the big picture that you completely miss out on a crucial detail? Trust me, it happens. Sometimes the key to success lies in those tiny nuances that we tend to overlook. In Dr. Randy's teaching, When Small Things Aren't So Small, you'll learn four ways you can actually achieve success by diving into those seemingly insignificant issues beneath the surface. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you Dr. Randy's teaching, featuring a new topic each month, as well as a bonus teaching on various topics that will help you live an intentional life for Christ. And when you give right now, we have something special for you from Dr. Randy's bookshelf. Max Lucado's Outlive Your Life. You were made to make a difference. Max makes the book of Acts come alive and applies it to the 21st century. To receive this month's teaching and the book by Max Lucado, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
At the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night, you'll have a lot of fun. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Have you ever noticed that it's sometimes very difficult to feel intimate and close to your spouse? I will teach you the power of one thing that will change your relationship for the rest of your lives.
Join Dr. Randy for the Intentional Love Marriage Date Night to find out the secret to intentional love that will transform your marriage. Saturday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at New Beginnings Church in Albuquerque. Register at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, you know, we just officially are starting to get this out on the radio today about the conference, and I was looking, and we're already almost, 25% or so sold out for the conference in Albuquerque on Saturday night, November the 4th. And listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. That night, we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you a lot of stories. We're going to laugh together. We're going to learn together. I'm going to challenge you to take one thing away for your marriage. But one of the things I'm going to focus on are what I call the five derailers. You know, a train can get derailed with some small stuff that gets on the tracks and gets them off the track. And there are five things we're going to focus on. Lack of commitment. Wow, that is so important. How do you build that kind of commitment? I believe if we have that commitment, we're 80% of the way there. 80% of the way to a successful marriage. Lack of agreement. Boy, that's huge. Values, faith, parenting, in-laws, opposite-sex friendships. How do you develop agreement? How do you resolve problems? Ineffective communication is another derailer. Criticism, emotional defensiveness, not listening, hijacked emotions. How do we learn to communicate? We're going to have a session on communication, how to build communication in your marriage. Bad habits, number four. Of course, we look at everything from gambling to social media. Come on. Pornography, substance abuse, addictions. How do we deal with the things in our life that are just bad habits? I'm going to teach you how intentional living can help you change some of those bad habits. And then number five, unforgiveness. Holding bitterness or a grudge, more like a prison mate than a soulmate in a relationship. How can you move to the soulmating level in your relationship? It's going to be a practical night, a fun night, an encouraging night. Bring some other couples with you. Tickets are available for the through the ministry by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And click on the events, and it'll be there for you. All right, let me go to Chris. Chris is in California. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your one thing?
Well, the woman that called earlier that spoke about expectations and communications with her teenagers.
Yes.
I have to say my sons are 49 and 50. And I think that was the solution to everything through their teenage years. But as I was driving into town, I heard her speaking, and I thought, I had like an aha moment. I said, now why don't I use that with my husband as well? I get angry when he doesn't get what I'm trying to do, but I've never explained to him what my expectations were.
Yeah, it works. Hey, listen, guy, I'm speaking as a guy now. We're kind of singular in our thoughts. We get easily confused. You've got to speak clearly to us in simple words, things that we understand. But you're right, being clear on what the expectation is, and don't assume. Reading minds is a dangerous thing, isn't it, in marriage?
Oh, I told my husband, men don't get hints, do they? And he goes, no, we want to hear it outright, word for word. No.
Amen.
Thinking.
Boy, you woke up the guys over here in the studio. All right, thank you, Chris. Where do you want to go to dinner? I don't care. Listen, the woman cares, doesn't she? But you've got to figure it out on your own, see? You should know. We've been married for 20 years. You should know what I like and don't like. Well, like, I do, but every day it's different. Oh, boy, that's going to get me in trouble. We're going to stick with the parenting side of this today. But you're right. The things that work in parenting, work in marriage, work in relationships. Hey, listen, a big part of what we do at Intentional Living is about what I call high-stake relationships. I'm talking about the relationships. If you botch up, if you mess up, if you get off the track with, are going to hurt you, hurt others, and be painful maybe for a lifetime. Marriage, parenting, work, in-laws, kids, parents, an ex-spouse. These are high-stake relationships. And the principles that we teach at Intentional Living, these principles work. Lives are changed. And of course, the most important relationship of all is your relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. He desires that relationship with you. In fact, the scripture tells us that God loved you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for you. And if you can't settle that, listen, that's the most important relationship you must settle. The other ones can fit into place, but make sure you're clear in that relationship with your Creator. I'm Dr. Randy. We got to run. We're going to continue to leave the phone lines. We're going to reopen them right now because we're going to stay in the studio for another 30 minutes. Tell me one thing that's working for you. We'll record it, share it later this week. Give me a call right now, 888-888-1717. Dr. Randy for the team here. Have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow.